Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Rapper Lupe Fiasco is being sued by the estranged wife of a convicted drug kingpin, Charles Patton, who believes that he conspired with him to move more than $9 million into various bank accounts in an effort to block her from getting money in their ongoing divorce settlement. Patton's wife is suing to get what she claims is rightfully hers. University of Western Ontario in Canada has pulled the plug on an upcoming Sean Kingston show in the wake of gang rape allegations. Kingston was scheduled to perform this week at the school's orientation, but school officials canceled the show, stating that his appearance could cloud the values surrounding the school, who has a zero tolerance for sexual assault. In related news, according to reports, Sean Kingston has settled up with the 22-year-old girl who accused him and his bodyguards of gang rape back in 2010. He settled not because he's admitting guilt, but because his upcoming tour and new album release will prevent him from focusing his energies on a civil trial. As previously reported, he acknowledged having sex with the girl, but said it was 100% consensual. Maximum Artist Group owner Mitchell Solarek has filed a federal lawsuit against gospel duo Mary Mary, claiming that he inked a deal with them in 2011 and helped reignite their career, securing deals worth over $3 million. In return, he says the group publicly fired him on their TV show and withheld more than $75,000 in commission. He's suing for money owed plus loss of future commission from music, merchandising, books, and sponsorships. Allen Iverson's ex-wife is asking a judge to make him pay up in full for child support for the next 13 years, worth over $1.2 million. Tawana says she has gone to court on numerous occasions because he won't pay. A court has yet to rule. Jennifer Lopez will return for the new season of American Idol alongside the previously confirmed Keith Urban and newcomer Harry Connick Jr. Randy Jackson will also be back on the show, but this time in the role of a mentor. The position was previously held by Jimmy Iovine.